Mitch and Ben versus everything.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Mitch and Ben versus everything. How you doing this week, mate?
Oh, fucking going off as usual, mate. It's been a big day for me.
Big day?
Yeah, big day of podcasting.
Busy day?
Yep.
Yes, that's right. You've been doing How to Not Comedy.
Yeah, I had How to Not Comedy at the world famous Newcastle Comedy Club with Frankie Fierce.
It's getting a good reputation. I was down in Sydney with some comics and they were all asking about it.
Oh, really?
And they're all saying, oh, we hear it's good. Like, you know, even just the open mic, so many are keen to come up and they're like, oh, you know, what's it like? I said, oh, look, I said, a bad day, you'll get 20. And they're like, you get a crowd?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're like, we performed to each other, basically. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that sounds terrible. But
yeah, it'd be awful.
But yeah, at least but at the same time, they are like gigging like 5 nights a week, so they've got that on their side. But no, the comedy club's getting a good name, man. So if you haven't checked it out already, ladies and gentlemen, whoever's listening to this, I think we do have repeat listeners too.
We do, yeah.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, I think like 6, maybe 7.
Yep, number 6.
Yeah, go check out something at the Newcastle Comedy Club. They've got many a good show. You can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah, man. It's great. Friday night showcases, Saturday night showcases, plus you usually have like professional comedians rolling through doing Thursdays, Sundays.
Oh, they've got Thursdays going, do they?
Yeah, it depends if you book it, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Certain comics have done Thursdays. The Matty B in those fellas.
That collective he went to work
on. Yeah.
With Mighty Bright and whatnot and others.
Yeah. Mate, yeah.
They're all good. Just get around the comedy club. Get there, ladies and gentlemen.
Check it out.
Anyway, enough plugging How to Not Comedy plus Comedy Club.
Yep.
What have we got in the news this week, mate?
Oh, mate, it's been a big week for news.
Big week.
One of the more interesting ones is a Google engineer was suspended after coming public with his theory that this AI that Google's invented has become sentient. He reckons, Google AI is fucking, it's it. It's, what's that AI from Terminator?
Skynet. That's the first thing I think of every time. It's terrifying. Yeah. It's like, oh, no. No. Yeah. I don't know. That's just, do we need this?
Well, yeah.
That's what I always wonder. I'm like just because you can doesn't mean you should. Like,
look, if it brings us one step closer to sex bots, I'm all for it.
I was thinking like, you know, trying to help like quadriplegics or paraplegics, and you're just like, I want to root something.
Yeah, well, honestly, if you could fuck a 10.
It would be nice to just have that bot in the cupboard for when, you know, you get knocked back by the missus.
You're like, oh, man. Go play with Tabitha. Yeah. I will.
It's like, oh, you look like you got a headache, honey. She's like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, no. Here's some Panadol. You just rest. I'll be in the shed. What are you doing in the shed? Don't worry.
What? Who?
Whom? Wow. But yeah. Wonder if he's right. That's the thing. Like,
yeah.
Because it's just one dude's theory, but like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's an engineer for Google.
Yeah. Like, engineers aren't necessarily smart, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's I've met some dumb engineers.
Same. Yeah.
Actually, I've met a lot of dumb. It's amazing how many engineers are fucking retarded. Actually, but
yeah, no, they're book smart, but yeah. They're not. Yeah, they're not.
They've got no common sense. So they're just full fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll be able to give you this like specifications to the millimeter of a specific fucking block of land in Sichuan, China, but God forbid you want to make eye contact with them. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Oh. My man can't step on lines in the cement. Yeah. He's got to step over them. I get it. I've been there, man. You got to work on that shit.
I do still occasionally play the line game where you're like, whoop, don't step on them.
You would start walking funny. Yeah. All of a sudden, you got to take some one random long step.
Yeah, like a double step. Yeah. Like, what the fuck's up with that guy? Sorry, that's my autism.
I'm going to be an engineer one day.
I'm on my way to uni right now.
Yeah.
No, that is terrifying if that is real. I just Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah.
Speaking of not being able to read people, how's this for a headline? This, I'll let you guess what country it is too. So, woman stabs husband after finding pictures of him with another woman that turned out to be her when she was younger. when they were younger and thinner.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, there's one country that immediately springs to mind, but I want to say it's China because Asian women will go from looking 18 to 65 overnight. So I feel like if you were going to make that argument, it could easily be China.
It's Mexico.
Oh, shit.
You are racist. I just wanted to see if you'd go the Asian route or play it safe.
I had to. Yeah. I can't help it.
I was just throwing you under a bus there. How fucking retarded, though. Like, not recognize yourself. Like,
I've been there.
See, I was never thin, so I don't have an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
You were actually thin at one stage.
Yeah, I was a little hottie back in the day. I look back on those photos, I'm like, oh, man. But the cheeseburgers, they're so good.
but the cheeseburgers. The burgers.
Yeah, yeah. I'm losing the weight now, though. Been hitting the gym, doing cardio, just watching YouTube. It's cheating.
Yeah.
It's just like, you just get on there, I just watch fucking... This is, my autism.
What's this, treadmill or bike?
Elliptical.
Just get on the elliptical. I'm too unco.
I love the elliptical.
I was a bike or... I don't like to run on a treadmill.
Yeah.
I like to run.
Yeah. Yep. Run.
run. Well, I don't like to, but fucking...
Yeah, if you've got to.
When I was training fucking last year when I lost a bit of weight, I was running.
Yeah.
And I found podcast was the way to go. Put a podcast on. Because you put music on and you get amped up and you start running faster and you get puffed out and whatnot.
Yeah.
Podcast just kind of zone out. But yeah, I've never been thin. So I look back at old photos of me and my missus. I'm like, that's about right. Yeah. I don't feel like stabbing her over.
Yeah. Yeah. I was tiny. I was 67 kilos when 10 years old.
Jesus Christ. I was 67 kilos when I was 12.
Yeah. I fucking doubled that weight over the years.
Wow.
Not quite, but close. I was, Dubbo, I was 115 keg.
Fuck, when we went to Dubbo.
Yeah, when we went
to
Dubbo.
I was 2 kilos off you then, because I was 117 when I did Dubbo.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, wouldn't have thought that.
I'm down to 104 now.
Jesus, man, well done.
Yeah, so.
It's awesome.
Drugs have helped quite a bit with that. It's not just me.
We're not in the wrong answers only yet.
Just follow my advice, children. Do lots of drugs.
Drugs and elliptical YouTube.
Yeah, dude. I'll just watch war documentaries on YouTube. And then every time I start to feel tired, it's usually some fucking Medal of Honor recipient talking about, yeah, my best mate had both of his legs blown off, so I had to carry him 12 miles to the nearest checkpoint, and I stabbed three minorities on the way. It's like, well, I'm on an elliptical in a fucking gym. I can't really complain.
That's fair.
Can't quit.
That's a good way of looking at
it. Yeah, so it's good, man, because you don't notice the time either. Because I just get in. I do half hour cardio, trying to rehab my back, so a bit of rowing.
Yeah, I love the rower.
Yeah, yeah, it's fucking good. First time back, I was like, oh, I'll do 20 minutes on the rower. Fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah,
5 minutes, hard. I'm done.
It's hard.
See you later.
It's as hard as me right now, looking at you, losing all this weight. And I was like, oh. let's get another story. What else we got? But kudos.
Thank you. Dylan Alcott, Aussie tennis legend, is a paraplegic, wheelchair tennis.
Yeah, all right.
Aussie tennis legend caught using a sex toy on his girlfriend in a restaurant. Now, his girlfriend
is... He's kind of got to. Just saying, he's probably got it ready to go at all times.
Yeah, like, no, I think his dick works.
Yeah, but he can't feel it.
That's not how it works for all of them.
Paraplegic, it kind of is. Isn't that below the waist? You can't feel your dick?
No, it's...
Where's his dick? On his chest?
Sometimes your dick works. I've met paraplegics.
No, the dick still works, but they can't feel it.
No, they can feel it too.
How?
Because it depends on the part of the spine that gets damaged. No, I wrote a
Dr. Coin.
Yeah.
Dick specialist.
Dr. Coin, dick specialist.
Your legs don't work, but your dick's going to be fine. Oh, good.
Doctor, my dick doesn't work. Have you tried choking yourself?
While I watch. How will that help my dick? Oh, your dick. Dr. Coin.
Dr. Coin.
We'll be back after these infomercials.
Harry, 23, had a car crash. Doctor, doctor, my dick doesn't work anymore.
It's like House where you have like five wrong guesses before you get it right.
Nurse, try spitting in his mouth. It gets me hard every time.
Now finger him. Yeah. Now finger me. Now back to him.
Dr. Coin, dick specialist.
Oh, that's the name of this episode.
Dr. Coin, dick specialist. Oh, we need to make that into a skit.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%, of some sort. Yeah. You're like a heaps disheveled house.
Yeah. So everyone's obviously blowing up. His girlfriend is a sex
therapist.
What
are they blowing up about, though? Like, who cares?
Just that it's inappropriate doing that sort of stuff in a...
Who's in a bathroom? Like, unless you're watching.
Well, he was not in a bathroom. They were just in a restaurant. Like,
oh,
she was like posting it online as well. She wasn't full so going herself
sitting there
either.
Eating dinner.
Yeah, and she had a remote control vibrator inside herself.
Yeah, of course she did.
Yeah, so it'd like sync with the
what
music.
What self-respecting woman doesn't have one of them?
Yeah.
No, when you need to get off.
Dr. Coin, dick specialist, have you tried walking around with a vibrator inside of you?
A vibrating dick.
Yeah. So, it was all over the news. But I don't think anything actually really bad or untoward.
They're going to take away from him, though.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they're not.
He's already lost.
Yeah, exactly. It's this weird thing where everyone's like, oh, it's kind of bad, but also he's in a wheelchair, so we don't know what to do.
Yeah. Also, it wasn't really hurting anyone.
No.
Like, one of the most famous movies of all time is fucking, I don't know, I can't remember what it's called, but that bitch fakes an orgasm with Billy Crystal, which every woman has always done with Billy Crystal. It's a weird looking dude, but anyway. When Harry met Sally, there we go. I got there in the end.
Yeah.
And she's like, and that's how women come apparently. in the restaurant. Like, and people love that movie. Like, they're just reenacting and maybe they're just Harry met Sally enthusiasts.
Yeah, maybe.
They're just cinephiles.
Is everyone
having a go at a Paralympian who has nothing to do but watch movies and role play?
Well, and play tennis.
I'm sure he'd love to reenact Forrest Gump, but, you know.
Yeah.
He can't.
Jesus.
What's the next best thing?
To use a vibrator on my missus.
100%. Yeah.
Look, it's not like she's there on the table, spread eagle, fucking bashing herself.
She's squirting on somebody's soup.
Yeah. She's not putting on a ping pong show.
Yeah, she's not fucking jamming herself with a dessert spoon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Let him go.
Yeah.
Do it more, Dylan.
Yeah, fucking go for it.
Go for it, Dylan.
Go for it. You can use it on me. I don't give a fuck.
I was going to say that, but I held off and then you said it.
Oh, man. I think we got news for one more time. We got time for one more news story. Sure. What do you got for us, Ben?
Fucking Brittany Griner, I think that's her name, WNBA player, I think Phoenix?
Yeah.
Phoenix Women? Phoenix Amazons, whatever the fuck their name is.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called. So she's been, apparently she's in wrongly incarcerated over in Russia for smuggling in CBD or marijuana vape oils or some shit. And her big gripe is she's going, like, which is, you know, fine, work on getting her out of there. But naturally she's like, oh, if this was LeBron, he'd be home by now. LeBron wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Shut up, bitch. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's worth $1 billion. Yeah. Why, he's not going to smuggle. And also, like, maybe just don't take things that, like, can be interpreted as drugs. Illegal. Drugs.
Yeah.
Into that are fucking illegal. Russia or yeah. shit countries like.
Russia.
Like Russia.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. They're yeah. like, they hate gay people over there. Don't fucking advertise it. There's nothing wrong with being gay.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't, like, go sucking dicks on the street out front of Moscow.
Yeah.
At the front of the Kremlin.
Yeah, that's right. Like, but, I don't know. Just any way to turn it back on men somehow, I think. But, like, I don't know. It just a retarded excuse. Like,
yeah, it's dumb.
My God, if this was LeBron, LeBron wouldn't smuggle in vape pens. Like,
no, don't... he'd get his intern to do it.
That's right.
That poor cunt would be in jail.
He'd fucking start up a fucking business that specifically imports. So he's got no thing. He doesn't have yeah. to do it himself.
Why the fuck was she in Russia?
Take a business course, bitch.
Yeah. Has she seen the news?
Yeah.
They're kind of in a war.
Has she? Yeah. Or, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Also, just look up Chappelle Corby.
Yeah.
Like, see how that works out.
I mean, granted, Chappelle did do it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, 100% she did it. Yeah. If anyone thinks she didn't, you are fucking
It's like all her family are drug dealers, but oh, no. Someone just happened to slip fucking... Well, however many kilos.
Board
yeah, like, fuck me.
Yeah, if someone slipped like a bag in, you'd go, oh, maybe.
Yeah.
But a boogie board.
Not to mention, like, honestly.
Some cunt's working in the baggage terminal and he sees a boogie board go by. He's like, oh, I haven't done the Christmas shopping. I'll get one of, little Billy wants a boogie board. It's like, oh, what am I going to fill it with? Or how about I fill it with this hundreds of thousands of dollars of worth of fucking... That was a good sentence.
Marijuana.
Well, marijuana yeah. right here. Sounds like a fair trade for a fucking boogie board that you could yeah. probably get for like... What's a boogie board cost?
$50.
And back then, even cheaper.
Yeah.
That's inflation. Like, fucking... That's retarded. No one's going to do that.
Sure. A fucking... like a boogie board is a solid piece of material. The marijuana's like... That would have been the easiest thing to pick up. Like, yeah. like Border Force is like, really... Yeah. Really? Like, get creative. Yeah. Fucking Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, at least hollow out the boogie board.
Yeah.
Like, dig out the boogie board and then, you know,
there's gotta be
get
better
creative.
Ways.
Not a vacuum sealed fucking bag just there.
Yeah.
Like, what did you expect to happen?
Just, yeah. Just don't try smuggle things in that can be interpreted or are actually drugs.
Yeah.
Ladies. Or just stick them up your vaginas. Jesus Christ. Like,
she couldn't get a whole boogie board up her vagina.
She's not trying hard enough.
Well,
she needs to go see Dr. Coyne.
Yeah, Dr. Coyne.
Dr. Coyne.
Dick and pussy detective. Detective. I'm a detective now. that's fucking... All right, moving on. Shit excuse of the week.
Yes.
Man shoots two people in Subway. Why? Put too much mayo on his sandwich.
I mean,
God forbid he ever went to fucking Hungry Jack's in Australia.
I was literally thinking that I'm like, don't order a fucking cheeseburger from
man.
Hungry Jack's. Those yeah. things fucking dripping yeah. with sauce.
Yeah. But granted, as someone who often goes to fast food restaurants and has their order fucked up, it can be pretty frustrating.
It can be. But
this might be one of those checks out situations.
I'm
did he warn him? He's like, look, every time I come here.
Fair warn.
Yeah, he's like, look.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because you can say, like, I fucking told you.
Yeah, like, look, I'm going to get really angry if you put too much mayo on there. Like, just a little bit. Every time I come here, you put too much mayo. And the dude behind the counter's like, it's that dude again. They're both laughing about it. Here you go, man. He's like, what the... I just said.
I literally told you, just in there giggling. He's like, all right, I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
He's giving him, can I see the manager? And the lad there, I am the manager. Don't you love that when you ask the manager? I am the manager.
I am the manager.
It's like, well, fuck you.
Of what?
Fucking bitch.
Did he shoot? Just let me get this clear. Did he shoot two people at a Subway?
Yeah.
Or was he on the Subway?
No, he was at a Subway.
At a
they
Subway.
Put too much right. too much sandwich on his mayo. Put too much sandwich on his mayo. He wanted a mayo sandwich, and yeah, fucking lost his temper.
Maybe he's like just super homophobic, is it? It looks like I'm eating cum. My friends are going to make fun of me.
Man, he's just fucking. He's a man who loves his sandwiches.
He's a sandwich artist.
Yeah.
Connoisseur.
You took away Jared.
This is for you, Jared. Fucking hell.
All right. Moving along. Wake up to yourself. You got to wake up to yourself for this week, Ben.
Oh, I do indeed. Fucking, I don't know who specifically this is, but whoever it is in Hollywood or just writers in general, just after a movie's been done and made and released and fucking everyone's watched it or a book or something, just deciding characters are gay. For no reason.
For no reason.
And
yeah.
It doesn't add anything to the story. Yeah. Just going, oh, yeah, they were gay. And you're like, fuck, you pandering piece of shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you want a gay character, write a gay character. But, like I was reading the other day, this is what set me off, is Loki. They're like, oh, he loves cock as well as.
You're yeah. Like,
what does that matter?
Yeah.
That never. Ever
never
affected.
Come up.
He's never been in a situation where we've been like, I wonder what that dude's into.
Yeah.
It's like Harry Potter when she's like, Gandalf's gay. And you're like, who
Gandalf?
Cares? Oh, Gandalf.
No, the other gay wizard.
What's
to,
yeah,
quote,
the other,
to quote Luke Dillon. The other gay wizard.
What is
Dumbledore.
That Dumbledore, yeah. Fucking Dumbledore was gay. Like
you literally lived out his joke then.
Did I?
Yeah. He's got that joke. It's like it's funny to correct people to be like, no, the other.
The gay wizard. Fucking, hold on, wait, which one's Harry Potter? Dumbledore.
Yeah, yeah. Dumbledore.
Yeah, Dumbledore. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Not Gandalf. Gandalf yeah. Is just played by a gay dude, but that yeah. Dude rules. Yeah. But anyway, suck as much dicks as you want to in. But anyway, like, fucking, like, Dumbledore's gay, and oh, there was another one who I can't remember, but just like, all these things, is like, it adds nothing to the plot of a movie.
Yeah, no. It's
like, so why do it, other than just to pander to him?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what
and
it
I'm
is.
And I'm just like, I don't know. It just shits me. I'm just like, what? What is it? Stop.
Imagine if they wrote Dumbledore as a gay character.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Yeah.
I don't even think that was him who said that.
Like, he goes up to his office. There's a strange man in Dumbledore's bed. He's like, what the fuck? Dumbledore's really into techno. MDMA. That's why Voldemort's so mad at him. He's a stilted lover.
Harry, my penis is a horcrux. You've got to destroy it with your ass.
He didn't die of that fucking curse. He died from AIDS. Finally got him. The lifestyle catches up with everyone, Dumbledore.
You can't outrun it.
Yeah, that's why Voldemort...
There's no spell for that shit.
Yeah, that's why Voldemort holds his wand so daintily when he fights as well.
What would be some other character... Like, what would be some good movie characters to just make gay now?
Rocky Balboa.
No, even better, Mickey.
Mickey. You gotta suck his dick, Rocky. You gotta deep throat it. Get in there. Gotta get him, Rocky.
Mickey would be a good guy.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It adds nothing to it. Like, we don't know what Mickey was into.
Oh, man, he'd be into some shit, though. Oh.
He'd be aggressive about it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But he'd be a bottom too. You'd be fucking him, but he'd be fucking you.
Yeah.
Fuck me harder.
Fuck me, Rock.
It gives that whole cut me scene a different fucking connotation, doesn't it?
Oh. Mickey's seen some shit.
Yeah.
Who else could we make gay? Mickey's gay.
Mickey's gay. Fuck. Keep quoting 80s action stars. The Terminator.
Oh, the Terminator was very gay.
Yeah, he's super gay. Like, that explains...
He's after one man and one man. Yeah, yeah, John
yeah.
Connor.
Yeah.
Where's John Connor? The second Terminator is gay. The first one was straight. He's, after...
he's like, I'll be back. And then he walks back in. He's like, hello!
It's Jonathan here.
Where's Johnny? Terminator 2, the silver dude. Yeah. Just making dicks with his fist.
A while ago, I was trying to write, like bad movie synopsis kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them was like, two grown men have a cross-country gunfight over a young boy. I was like, Terminator 2. I couldn't think of enough, so I didn't go with it.
But. Yeah, you rewrite No Country for Old Men, but it's One Country for Young Twinks.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. All right. My wake up to yourself this week is Newcastle drivers not paying attention at lights. Now, it happens everywhere, but for whatever reason...
They're very critical of drivers lately.
Yeah, look, man, I've been doing a lot of driving. That's why I'm trying to... Yeah, but fucking... So, the light to turn right onto Derby Street, just near the club there.
Yep.
It's a short light. Like,
yeah.
You can get like three cars through and like... At least once a week, I'll be stuck there and some cunt's just on their phone or... Like, Newcastle drivers, the light will turn green and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I've got shit to do. Like, what the fuck are you doing, cunts? Like, drive. Fucking go. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, like, fuck me, cunts. Like, just dawdling everywhere you go. And then you'll get the cunts who just, sit at lights. Most of them are on their phone.
Yeah, of course.
Which is... You know, you fucking...
Not looking up and listening to this podcast, so fuck yous.
Yeah, yeah. Look, if you're late for a light because you're turning on our podcast, I'll give you a pass.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. And fuck anyone who says differently.
Yeah.
In fact, put the car in reverse, ram them, and then drive off.
Yeah, yeah. Shoot them, murder them. I'm pretty sure that I just broke a law. That was satire, people. The things said on this podcast do not reflect the thoughts and feelings of the hosts that say them.
A little.
A little bit.
Yeah. For the most part.
Yeah,
I'll put us back in the shit.
Yeah, fucking dawdlers at lights. That's my...
That is infuriating.
Yeah.
Or fucking, like, when you stop at a pedestrian crossing and they're like, you go. And like, no, I have to wait for you. Like,
yeah.
You like, literally walk across. Like, because if I go, the next car behind me is going to want to, like, just go. Just fucking...
Yeah, just go.
This is what this is fucking here for.
Yeah,
like, it's
not
decoration. It's not an homage to fucking... It's not a big barcode. It's not an homage to zebra. It's like, it's fucking for yous to safely cross the road. I'm letting you do that.
Yeah.
I'm fulfilling my end of the deal. Walk across the fucking road. You can't. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Especially when they like walk like 2 meters out and then they back. And you're like, cunt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll do the thing where like if I can see a car's coming and it's like that awkward distance where like they could probably go through without me having to wait. Yeah. I'll just like quickly pull out my phone and turn away from the thing so that the driver can be like, all right, he's not crossing and go through and then I'll cross. Yeah, but.
See, I'll just pay attention enough that if that car, like if I'm at awkward distance, if that car wants to go, I'll just let them go.
Yeah.
But if they don't, I'll kind of just hurry up a little.
Yeah.
Like it's, I don't think it's a fucking, it's a science.
Like, well, it fucking is for some people.
Like, I get they're trying to be polite, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet those people who have trouble turning at lights are also engineers.
How does that light work?
Oh,
don't worry about it.
That was a good callback. I'm proud of myself for that. All right. Masturbators for
next
the week.
Segment. All right.
Let's spin the wheel. And we have, you should be able to hit kids again. So we'll paper, scissors, rock.
All right. So I'm saying you should be able to.
Yep.
Right. I 100% think you should be able to. No, I actually kind of agree with this because fucking I got hit as a child.
Yep.
I think we think too much as adults when we talk about like thinking as children.
Yeah.
I got hit as a child. I like don't beat the shit out of them.
Don't put them through the fucking wall.
Yeah, don't put them through a wall. Maybe don't hit them with objects. But like, yeah. I got smacked, but I only had, it was only if I did something very wrong.
Yeah.
But pain is a good teacher.
Yep.
Like, if you touch the stove, you quickly learn, like, learn not to touch the stove again because that fucker's hot.
Yeah.
Once it's not turned on, you're just like, no.
Yeah.
It didn't burn you, you dickhead. But no, it's a good, as long as you use it right.
Yep.
And you're not flogging the shit out of them, you should absolutely, and there are a lot of kids out there who, let's face it, need a good fucking bashing.
Yeah.
Also, I think we'd get a lot less teacher strikes if they could just fucking whip a kid every now and then.
Yeah, you got to put the fear in them.
Yeah. Like, you know, I know they gripe about their pay and their fucking working conditions and all that, but like, surely the thrill of just getting to fucking hit one of them little shits who just know they, you know, they're like, you can't hit me, and then you just fucking get them.
Yeah.
That'd be worth more than fucking an extra 4.5% pay rise each year or whatever.
Like, can you imagine that? They're just like, all right, look, you can't have the pay rise, but you can hit children.
I think that's a fair compromise.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, be like, yeah, you know, those little shits who fucking, you know, and like the teacher, the parents who are like, no, you didn't teach them right. Just fucking hit them too. Yeah. That's how we solve the teacher issue. Let them hit kids again. That's what I'm going with. One, there are a lot of kids out there that need to be able to hit. Need fucking a lot of kids that need to be hit.
Yeah,
I got hit. I'm not a role model, but yeah, I'm not traumatized.
Yeah,
and I think it'll help the fucking teachers.
Yeah. All right. Look, this is a hard one for me to argue.
Because you've got a whole bit on this.
I've got a whole bit on it, on how you should be allowed to hit kids and how it wasn't a thing. And look, I'll be honest, right? I do believe that, a good flogging can do a kid a lot
there
of good.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Masquerade right. This week. I win.
But I also know a lot of, like, fucking retarded adults. Like, proper dumb cunts, right?
Yeah.
And
hello.
You can't just go one size fits all for rules with that, because it's like, all right, if you're talking to a reasonable human who might give a kid a spank and it's not that bad, they're not putting them through fucking walls, and it's like, all right, sweet, you're good. And then you get the fucking dumb cunt up the road who's just like, oh, we're allowed to fucking hit kids again. And all of a sudden he's got the baseball bat out. And he's fucking putting kids in hospital.
But what did the kids do, Mitchell?
Look, he probably deserved it.
Yes.
I'm not going to say that, but
on the same... masturbators getting this thing.
Look, if you can't, if there's going to be one fuckhead who ruins it for the rest of us, there's one fuckhead who ruins it for the rest of us.
It's like the Jim Jefferies joke. We can only move as fast as our weakest link.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So unless all humans can learn self-control, it's better to be safe than sorry. That's the point I'm going to make. There's not a lot of punchlines in that, not a lot of jokes, but it's like the best I can do.
I don't know. I got one the other week. Oh, the pay gap. And I'm like, I can't turn this funny.
Yeah.
I need a win, ladies and gentlemen. Please let me win this one. I've been on a losing streak for probably like 4 weeks now.
All right. Well, that's the pod, man.
We've got wrong answers.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, we're running late.
Got to give the people some advice, Mitchell.
Oh, that's right. Wrong answers only.
All right.
What do we got?
We got, how do I get out of a speeding ticket?
Well, immediately get out of your car. So get in the face of the cop.
Slow the car down first.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop
the car first.
I wasn't even driving that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Pretend you don't recognize the authority of the police officer. You're a fucking sovereign citizen. And then just start like reaching for things in your car randomly as well. That doesn't make them nervous at all. I would probably swear at the police officer. Don't give them excuses as to why you were speeding.
No, they
just,
don't like that.
Just tell them why you should be allowed
just
to speed.
You got to tell them that. You got to let them know that you pay their wage. They love that.
Oh, yeah, they love that.
They love that.
I pay your fucking wage.
They love that. Because sometimes they forget and they kind of, it grounds them. It checks them. And they're like, oh, that's right.
That's right. You're my boss.
I was getting a bit carried away with my privilege. And they appreciate like the callback every now and then.
Yeah. Tell them Ask them why they're not out catching real criminals.
Oh, yes.
Yep. We have spoken to police officers. They get hit with that by a drunk driver. They're like, "Whoa, you're way out catching real criminals." He's like, "I just cleaned up a drunk driver off
the road. I'm not a detective." That's a different fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's like, also, technically, right now, you're a criminal.
You are. You've broken the law.
You've broken the law. I caught you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm one for one today. Yeah, like,
he goes, I'm actually out here being paid to do this.
Yeah. This is my job.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah. It's like, you don't walk up to someone like sweeping a broom in a Coles. Like, why don't you sweep a real place?
Yeah.
Or you do some real cleaning. Those windows look pretty bad.
Yeah. All right. I think that's pretty good. The only thing I've got is just shit yourself.
Yes.
Carry laxatives or a fucking, failing that, a bacon deluxe. Or just keep a bacon deluxe wrapper. Because I don't know if you've ever eaten a bacon deluxe, but they're like, they're delicious, but yeah, they're fucking gigantic laxatives. 20 minutes after, you will shit. But just bacon deluxe, or at least have a wrapper in your car. You get pulled over, just fucking, I don't know, what do you pop? Pop's not the right word, but fucking eat as many fucking, what are those tablets called? Make you shit yourself?
Maybe just drive around everywhere needing to shit in the off chance that you can get pulled over so that you can shit yourself.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
But if you actually, but the moment you actually get pulled over, unleash.
Oh, yeah.
Let
yeah.
it all go. And yeah, you'll be like, you
leave the window up right till he gets there, then you crack it a little.
You'd be like, do you know how fast you're going? You just wind it down. You're like, yes.
Excuse me, sir. What the fuck is that smell? Something die in your car, dude? What the fuck?
It'd be hard to fucking give someone a ticket if they've shit themselves.
Oh, yeah. It's, no.
You get it.
Or if they're shitting themselves. Like, he walks up, he's like, dude, why is your face so red? He's just like...
The moment he says that, he's like, ah! Just unleash. Oh, my God.
Maybe you go, like, the age regression route, pretend to be a baby. Oh, make a big doo-doo in my poo-poo pants.
Well, here's the thing. They're definitely not going to arrest you afterwards.
No.
They're not going to give you a fucking... They're not going to give you a test like a fucking... Oh, I can't remember what anything's called. Well, yeah, alcohol test?
RBT.
So, yeah, RBT. They're not going to give you one of them because if they, you blow over and they've got to take you back to the station.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to do that. Shit yourself. It's the best way to get out of a speeding ticket.
Love it. All right. Well, that is the pod.
That is the pod for another week, ladies and gentlemen.
Go
follow us on Facebook, Instagram, fucking whatever. Oh, no, I haven't got a TikTok going. I just put it up on my TikTok.
Yeah.
YouTube. We're on YouTube as well. We're starting to put little clips up. And, follow my YouTube, Ben McLennan Comedy. Get around it.
Yep. Check out Your Joking on Facebook. And I don't really do social media. I've got to start doing it. I gotta start doing. I might change my Instagram and.
Yeah, you know, yours is hard because of work, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's
I mean, doesn't stop me from putting out fucking career-ending stories on the internet every week. But we'll see what happens when that finally catches up to me.
This is a different Mitchell coin. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening again. Love yous. Bye.
Bye.